Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We begin with, again, Zach Meisel doing great work on the Indians beat for The Athletic. He had a chance to speak with the owner of the Indians, Paul Dolan. And Paul Dolan, again, kind of put his foot in his mouth. He was asked if the Indians could envision signing a player for $300 million. He said, no, but I never foresaw us doing a deal like we did with Encarnacion. You don't know. Probably the day we do a deal like that is when somebody else is doing $1 billion deals with somebody else. He also went on to say, he was asked by Zach, what would you say to fans who are unsettled about Francisco Lindor's status in Cleveland? Dolan said, quote, enjoy him. We control him for three more years. Enjoy him, and then we'll see what happens. These are the latest comments from Dolan in what's been a mess of an offseason for the Indians. What say you, Dustin?
Well, I say this doesn't add a lot of optimism to fans at this point. I mean, fans have already been angry for a long time at ownership for not spending money, and this doesn't really come as a surprise. I just don't really understand the benefit of saying this. Like, we all sort of know that Francisco Lindor is most likely not going to be resigned. They have him for three more years, or they control him for three more years. But this just kind of, it's a sour taste. I don't like it. And I don't like it because this team has had opportunities here. And with the window that may be closing, where's the hope now with this team?
Well, you're right on the money. I mean,
how are you going to compete?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
like, my first thought was, like, yeah, I wish we had a new owner. Like, sell the team. If you can't afford to pay the players, what are we doing?
I think that's the key angle here. And I'm not obsessed with what he said, because I already knew Francisco Lindor was going to be gone at some point. It's probably not smart to admit it, essentially.
Yeah.
And he said, we'll see. Probably not a good idea to admit it. Although, I don't want to kill him for admitting it, because we hate cookie-cutter answers from our athletes and management or whatever. So if a guy gives you a real answer, I kind of at least appreciate the honesty. But the problem I have is not with what he said, or not what he said, not that specific comment that everybody's harping on, and I understand why people are harping on it. My problem is that this guy is, at minimum, a multimillionaire and probably a billionaire. I've been trying to find out the exact net worth of Paul Dolan. For some reason, I can't find it. Maybe I'm looking in the wrong places. I feel like I've been on 20 different websites.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know his family, with his nephew who owns the Knicks, is worth like $5, $6 billion. How much he has in liquid assets, I have no idea. But he's a very rich man who is somehow trying to elicit sympathy from fans for not being able to keep up with the big boys. And I just don't buy it, Dustin. Mm-hmm. I don't buy it at all. Now, I'm no accountant. But I look at these numbers and I see a year ago, according to Forbes, the Indians' revenue was $284 million. And their operating income and player revenue combined was, hold on a second, $175 million. That leads me to believe they had net profits of $109 million. Now, maybe I got that wrong. I don't know. I don't know if they're making money or losing money. Dolan claims they lose money. The books are not open. Nobody knows the truth. Again, if their revenue is 284 and their operating income and payroll is 175 combined for last year, and by the way, their payroll is less than that now, and I'm sure their revenue hasn't gone down, at least not significantly. I don't understand how they're losing money. If they are, maybe, okay,
yeah,
I don't buy it.
The fans don't care if you're losing money.
No, we don't care. That's not our problem.
The fans only care about winning.
That's it.
And the product on the field.
And the product on, and here's the shame of it. The product on the field has been good.
It has been good.
It has been good. That sometimes gets lost in our anger and frustration. Mm-hmm. The product's been good. The team's been to the playoffs 4 out of 6 years. Sure, they're helped by the fact that this division has really stunk, especially the last 2 years, and is not really coming by the Twins a little bit. White Sox maybe. The other two teams still are hideous. But the reality is that no matter what his financial situation, whether it's true he's losing money or not, most people don't care. I don't happen to believe it. I don't believe it for a minute. The franchise is worth $1 billion. He bought it for $323 million. Now, obviously, that $1 billion is not liquid assets.
That's not liquid assets. You're right. Until you sell the team,
right,
then you have the money.
Right. But the franchise is worth...
The estimated value is what, about $1 billion?
3 times what it was when he bought it, or when the family bought it 20 years ago or 19 years ago. That's a win. So if you can't afford to keep up, then I understand why fans scream sell the team. And I have given Paul Dolan a lot of credit. They've been a stable organization. He stays out of the way. They've hired good people, great people. Their front office is excellent, one of the best in the game. Their manager is excellent, one of the best in the game. They have been a competitive team for the most part. They have been a talented team. They've been smart for the most part.
Yep.
But now was the worst time. Like, I just don't get it. Why now? All of a sudden, you cut in the middle of your window. Instead of saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to keep spending. Let's go full bore. And then in 2 years, if Bauer walks away and I can't afford to sign Lindor, at least we went down fighting till the end. Why now? Right in the middle of the window, when the division still stinks, would you not, at minimum, keep the payroll where it was last year, if not raise a little bit? Nobody in this town, nobody, is asking the Indians to have a $200 million payroll. Is it too much to ask for 130, 140, or even 150? That doesn't seem unreasonable to me.
No, and that's completely reasonable, I think. And look, if this was like 2-3 years down the line, and the window is closed, and we all sort of understand, hey, it was a fun run.
Now right.
You start to build up the farm system again. It's going to be tough, but, like, not now. Why now? Why now?
Doesn't make any sense. Yesterday, Jose Ramirez gets hit in the leg. He gets carted off the field. Seems like he's going to be okay, so that's good news. But we were all panicking. Why? Ramirez is a great player. I get it. If the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Astros have a great player get hurt, I don't think their fans are going to panic because they have depth. The Indians have no depth. Their starting rotation is great. Lindor, Ramirez, fantastic. Brad Hand's an excellent closer. The rest of the team is a collection of average or below players or at minimum, unproven. Maybe some of those guys will end up being better than that. We'll see. Time will tell. But it's so frustrating. They have a bargain price. They are underpaying. They have their 5 starters, their 2 best hitters, and their closer are all underpaid. All of them, some significantly, and yet they can't spend to supplement. If you added two, three really good players, another really excellent relief pitcher, and two outfielders. This team, I mean, could have been right there with Houston, and why not? But they won't do it. And I don't care. I don't even care if he's losing money. And I don't believe he's losing money.
Isn't it like sad to know that like Francisco Lindor is, in my opinion, going to be like a Hall of Fame player?
He is,
and maybe one of the greatest Indians we've ever seen, right? And he's telling you, enjoy him for the next 3 years.
Yeah,
that's all you got. Like. How do you enjoy that?
Right.
No, he's leaving.
It stinks. I mean, listen, once the season starts, you get into the season, you forget about that stuff a little bit. But yeah, how do you expect a sport that needs to attract young fans? Francisco Lindor is pretty popular in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
But if we thought he'd be here for his whole career, he'd be even bigger. It's hard to get emotionally invested in Francisco Lindor when you know he's going to leave. The ship has sailed.
It's hard.
It stinks. And well, we can't afford to have that much of the payroll. Well,
yeah.
Okay, I mean, look, then raise the payroll. Raise the payroll to sign a star like this.
You know, in 3 years, it's over.
At the most. Trade him sooner.
It's over.
Because they might not want him to walk away as a free agent. So I would think it's going to be 2 years.
I don't know this much. These comments are not making the team money.
No way. You talk about a team that is favored to win the division, and yet there's the whole offseason has been gloom and doom, and we're all depressed, and everybody's angry. Fans are ticked off. You are already, and I know the Cavs stink, so maybe they're, it's not a big deal right now, but like, forget it. People are so excited about the Browns. Do you want to have any momentum, any support? Like, again, I appreciate the honesty in the comment, but it was not a wise comment to make because you ticked off the fan base again right before the start of the season.
Yep.
And fans are completely frustrated. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to jump in on this conversation. Are you buying that the Indians are losing money? Do you care if they're losing money? Is this a baseball problem or an Indians problem?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.